From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jia Billy reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea have urged the international community to vigilantly enforce tougher U.N. sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests earlier this year. After meeting on the sidelines of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, Obama, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe vowed their longtime allies would stand together and tighten security cooperation in the face of rising tensions. Many world leaders are in Washington for U.S. President Barack Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. Mr. Obama acknowledged the world remains imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons program and the possibility that the Islamic State could set off radioactive bombs. The two-day summit is aimed at keeping nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorist groups. VOA White House correspondent Mary Elise Salinas is covering the event.
One of the key goals is to secure loose nuclear materials around the world. And there are still many sites, there are still many areas where those materials are not properly secured and vulnerable to theft. And one of the key questions being addressed today is making sure that terror groups are not able to get their hands on it or other people who have some sort of malicious intention.
Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium. All those interviewed reported abuse. This is VOA News.